Inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
Here's the word today. Courage is not having the strength to go on. It's going on when you don't have the strength.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection.
This song is for those that know without a doubt in their mind, I made it out all right. Yeah.
Today we have part two of Tiffany Johnson, the young lady that went through a traumatic experience in losing her arm in a shark attack. And her story was so compelling until we just had to bring you a second part or part two. Now, today on the part two with her, we're going to talk about the healing process and how she got through it both mentally and physically, and how she was able to adjust to the things that she had to do with her family. And it's so great having Tiffany back today for this part two. And we're looking forward to another great interview with her. So just after this, we'll be right back with Tiffany Johnson.
Let's go. Come on. Now. Let's go. Everybody, let's go. Everybody shout with me, say.
Not.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
Okay, we're back with Tiffany Johnson. Now, I want to ask you a question about frame of mind. How in the world did you stay in the right frame of mind through this whole thing? How long did the healing process take?
Months. There was a surgery 1 week after the attack happened to transfer my nerves into viable muscles. That surgery is a TMR surgery. It's a nerve transfer surgery. I don't know what it stands for. Okay. But that particular surgery, we found out there are only three doctors in all of North America that can do that surgery, and one so happens to be right here at CMC.
My gracious.
And so I was only number 9 for my surgeons to have that done, and number 20 for all the U.S. So it was a very new surgery. Mm-hmm. And the basics of it is basically amputees deal with pain usually for the rest of their lives because those nerve endings are like live wires. Just because they're cut doesn't mean your body doesn't still send signals to them. And that's what's painful, is because there's no end point to the signal. So in the surgery, they took the nerves and they routed them to muscles that are viable so they could grow and have new purpose again. Mm-hmm. So that surgery took place 1 week after my attack. And at that point, I'm still in a ton of pain. Nerve pain is like nothing I can fully describe. It will take you to your knees.
It's like having a toothache.
It times a million. You could be walking along and all of a sudden it just hits you, and it took me to my knees just in excruciating pain that would last sometimes just moments, sometimes a whole minute. I mean, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I can do, which is maddening because there's nothing there, but it would feel like as if somebody was yanking my thumb all the way back or trying to break my wrist on a side that I have nothing. Mm-hmm. So even the mental part of that would be just exhausting. Mm-hmm. So that nerve transfer surgery allows the nerves to regain new purpose so that eventually they stop being painful because they have an end point now.
How long did it take before that stopped?
That was about a 5 months-ish before it was fully gone. After about 6 to 8 weeks, it reached a plateau and it began to go down, you know. But it took probably about a full 5 months before I was pretty much pain-free. I still experience some tinges of pain here and there, but it's very fleeting, doesn't happen very often, and when it does, it's just within seconds.
Okay, Tiffany, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Tiffany Johnson.
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
came right on time. Claiming right now victory is mine. Hand me a stick so I can draw the line. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've got God on my side and I. No, I can't. No, I can't. Well, I've got God on my side and I. I've been praying, I've been giving, I've been serving, I've been praising. I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've come too far for a stop sign. Holding on, cause Jesus is mine. Holding on, cause Jesus is mine. Waiting on God to blow my mind. 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 I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've got God on my side and I. No, I can't. No, I can't. Well, I've got God on my side and I. I've been praying, I've been giving, I've been serving, I've been praising, I've been praying, I've been giving, I've been serving, I've been praising, I've been praying, I've been giving, I've been serving, I've been praising, I've got God on my side and I. Everybody clap your hands.
Look at somebody, everybody, you say. let's get out of here. Well, I've got God on my side and I.
Now, are you right-handed or left-handed?
I was right-handed, okay. So I'm a new lefty.
Yeah, you're a new lefty. I mean, that must have been difficult learning how to write with your
left-handed. Oh, gosh, that was the hardest thing, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a kindergartner at the time, and I felt like I was learning to write right alongside of her. Her penmanship was better than mine.
Uh-huh.
My brain just could not function in that. That was difficult.
Oh, I tell you. And you've been all over telling your story to people and a lot of women's conferences and other things. And, you know, I think that I want our listeners, because I hope that there is someone out there listening that will hear your story and invite you to come and share it, because I think every believer ought to hear your story. Now, our show will be going syndicated. We'll be in on 104 different stations and 36 foreign countries. But I'm going to play it on the Wednesday show. This will play here in this market. But I want everybody we can get to hear your story, because you are the epitome of faith. And I think every believer needs to hear what you've been through. Tell them how to contact you in the event that they need a great Women's Day speaker or a great speaker for youth or a great speaker, period.
Yes, okay. Thank you. Well, I have a website.
Mm-hmm.
We launched a ministry called Be an Overcomer Ministries.
Right.
And so if you go to beanovercomerministries.com, mm-hmm. you'll see information about me. There's clips of my testimony, clips of me speaking at some churches. There's pastoral references. Mm-hmm. And my contact information is there as well. You can also email me at beanovercomerministries@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all on the website as well.
Okay. I've been to your website. It's well laid out. I don't think anybody have a hard time finding how to contact you. I hope that you get a lot of response from this, because I think your story needs to be told.
Absolutely. I think we live in a day and age where we need more reminders about the God that we serve.
Absolutely.
So I would be honored.
Okay. Now, also, I wish that we had had opportunity to interview your husband, because...
I know. I wish that was maybe part three, right?
Yeah, maybe part three. And believe me, I think that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for being on the show. We just appreciate you coming. I know it, the first time we had booked you on, the kids got the flu,
and
that messed things up. But we were able to get you on finally, and it was to our blessing to have you on the show. And thank you so much for coming.
Oh,
The Faith Connection Show is expanding its territory every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Starting May 29th, it will be heard on over 104 of the world's largest live broadcast stations, three main social networks, and the biggest podcast stations on the planet. We are worldwide. The Faith Connection Show broadcasts live streams directly to stations physically located in over 36 countries. People will tune in from over 207 countries worldwide through the Faith Connection Show live broadcast affiliates. Join us as we connect you to the best talk show in the world. Check us out on SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Google Play. Listen on speaker, Spotify, TuneIn, UKOnlineRadio.com, iTunes, and LA Radio FM. And you can still catch us on Praise 100.9 every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Charlotte's Inspiration Station. The Faith Connection Show, produced by CGM Entertainment. Make sure you download to your phone so you can take Faith Connection Show everywhere you go.
It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show. And it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here's an inspirational word from Dr. David Miller before the show begins.
I have a word for you today. Failure will never overtake you if your determination to succeed is strong enough.
It's the Faith Connection.
Good morning. We're here today with Mr. Tony Bavard from Atlanta, Georgia. Tony is the owner of 7A Funding, a company that provides funding for small to large businesses, which Tony's already corrected me and told me that that was sort of a misnomer, but anything from 15 million under. And we have a lot of small businesses out there that have made a request for us to talk a little bit about some of the things that are available to them, and Mr. Bavard is the man to talk about it. All right, Tony, tell us a little bit about yourself and your company.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show today, Dr. Miller. I really appreciate that. 7A Funding Group was founded by me a couple of years ago after having been in commercial banking for parts of 28 years. I'm 50 years old now, and I've been, I guess that makes me a veteran in the game, some would say. But it was one of those things where I felt like businesses weren't getting the attention that they needed, and the banks that I was working for, I worked from everyone from B of A to Wells Fargo, BB&T, and some smaller banks along the way. They never could figure out how to really capture the essence of helping a small business actually grow and actually get what they need to start a process or expand. And so my company was built to do just that. We serve as the outsourced SBA division for about a dozen community banks, most of which are African-American. In fact, of the 22 remaining African-American banks in the country, we represent 10 of those. So I like to say that we're 50% of the SBA volume of the minority banks in America. So that's what we do. And we bring it into them. We structure it the way it should be done. We underwrite it. We compose it. We put the funds out. We manage the portfolio for the banks and everything to the very end. So soup to nuts is what we do.
Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about the banks that participate with you, because it sounds like you've pulled together a nice consortium of banks. Are all of these small community banks?
No, some of them are actually decent, more than decent size. Not that they're all decent size, but small banks, you know, we started with Carver State Bank out of Savannah, Georgia, which is a pretty small bank, relatively speaking, about $50 million in assets, but we have other banks in our portfolio. We actually do deals for Mechanics and Farmers out of North Carolina there. We're their SBA division for them. We do to bigger banks. Broadway Federal is the largest African-American bank out there as far as size. They're about $700 million in assets. And then we have other banks that are much larger. We actually do capture a bit of the base for SunTrust Bank when they have deals that are below a certain threshold. So, and, of course, they're a trillion-dollar bank. We do various things for them, but our focus is on helping these smaller community banks, the ones that are maybe $300 million and below in asset size, because those are the ones who cannot afford to actually put a staff in place like what we have and pay the salaries and the benefits, et cetera, that go with that. And in this instance, what they're able to do is to compete with the big bank because we bring them the same deals that the big bank would have, and they just pay for the deals that they want to take. So in that instance, they're able to manage their portfolio affordably and be on par with a SunTrust or a B of A or whoever, even though they're a local community bank.
Okay. Now, tell me, a lot of the small businesses may not have all of their documents in order, and that becomes a problem sometimes when you're trying to get loans. And many of them write off a lot of the income because they are trying to save money for taxes. Tell us a little bit about what kind of problem that creates within itself.
Well, the pure answer to that is you can't have it both ways. You can't decide you're going to beat Uncle Sam and then go get a loan. So there's a happy medium that goes with that, and there are routes that should take, but you have to understand, too, when we do an analysis, and I don't want to overbank the conversation as far as too many technical financial terms, but we have to be able to show that the money you bring in is sufficient for you to cover the debt that we're going to give you on a monthly basis.
Right.
And so when people decide they want to write certain things off, they really have to think through that and be very careful with it because banks like to see profitable businesses. So you can't tell me that you're profitable, and I know you actually are, but you show me a tax return that shows a big loss because it doesn't match up. And when I try to add those numbers back to get you to a profit, I get enough add backs in that model to make it work. So I think that people need to understand that as best they can, especially in their formative years, they need to make sure they show as much profit as they can so that banks will respect them as a true growing client and be willing to give them loans to make them bigger.
Okay. Now, I noticed you said Mechanics and Farmers, which is a North Carolina-based bank.
Yes.
And my daughter actually works for Mechanics and Farmers. Okay, Tony, we're going to take a quick break here.
Choose to be successful.
Yeah. love.
It's the Faith Connection.
How many states do you actually...
We're everywhere, so even with mechanics and farmers. So what we do is, the thing people don't really understand is two things. One, they don't really realize that a state-chartered bank or community bank can do bigger than the community. They don't have to just be in North Carolina in this example. And so that's an educational piece that we bring to those banks as well. So if you're a community bank and you have an agreement with the SBA to do business, and SBA meaning Small Business Administration, and those are the types of loans that we do, those loans are designed to help people that start businesses and may not have the same collateral, that kind of thing, and the government guarantees this debt. We bring those kind of deals to the banks. So in Mechanics and Farmers' example, they, prior to meeting with us, they were only doing deals in North Carolina. But the agreement with the SBA means that they can actually do things nationally. So we actually bring them deals from other parts of the country, because when they're trying to compete against a B of A or RBC or you name another big bank, and you're trying to compete in the same community, number one, those banks, the big banks, if they really want to beat you, they can, because they can charge cheaper rates because their money costs them less. Number two is they've got more feet on the street than you, so they can cover you and really force you to only take morsels as business. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we bring clients from around the country so that the banks that they compete with have no idea where their business is coming from, and it actually equalizes them on the street and makes them more viable. So although our banks are in certain communities, but they are spaced in different states, so we've got probably 13 states with actual banks in them, but we cover all 50 states. We actually have loans in, literally in every state in the country, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay. Now, do you guys also do USDA loans?
We do, and that always depends on the banks that we work for. And let me step back 1 minute, too, Dr. Miller, to explain. When a client talks to us, we're not like a broker. So, you know, sometimes people come to you and say, hey, I'm a broker, and they're going to do a deal with you, and they may charge you 2 or 3 points or whatever to do it. Or when I say points for the people listening, that means like 1%, and somebody will say that's 1 point. Mm-hmm. So if a loan amount is, say, $100,000, 1 point would be $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that's clear. So in that example, a broker would say they're going to bring you to a bank and do this deal for you, and they'll charge you a point or 2 points or whatever. In our example, because of the way we structure our deals, we look like the bank that we are. We're chameleons. So whatever bank that we deal with that day, that's who we turn into until that deal closes. Those banks pay us directly. Does not affect the client's fees. Does not affect the client's rates or terms. We are literally the best free help on the street in America.
Mm.
So when people come to us with a transaction, they can ask us anything. And you will never, ever, ever see a person write a check to 7A Funding Group, ever.
Okay.
And so that, to me, that's important to point out, just so people understand how that works. But once they do that, we take them to the right bank to make sense for them. In this case, we have probably 5 banks in that system that like USDA loans. And so we put you with the bank that makes sense for what you're trying to accomplish. But USDA loans are very popular. They're very good. If you're in a rural area, I don't know why someone would not do a USDA loan, because they have long terms, like 25, sometimes 30-year terms. The rates are great. Some low fixed rates are in that environment. They just do very, very well economically for a business.
Okay. Now, you mentioned earlier, you said something in the statement that you just finished about being able to negotiate better rates or that kind of thing.
Right.
Now, because a lot of small businesses end up paying more money for the same amount of money that someone else does. And elaborate just a little bit about why is it that they're paying more in some cases, and are you guys able to help them with that problem?
So typically what happens is, if you're doing a business and that's your first time doing the business, A, you're probably going to pay a higher rate, and B, you're probably going to pay more on a down payment if you're going to buy this business. And that's just because banks don't know you yet. What we're able to do, and what we try to do, is we leverage the history we have of these banks. Our company does, this year we'll do, you know, $30-some-odd million in transactions. Next year it's projected to be about $60 million in transactions, really more like 70. Mm. And so we come to banks with this kind of volume, to a Mechanics and Farmers, for example, and I'll bring them $10 million in business. And I see there's a deal, and they're trying to charge a client a little higher rate than I think is warranted. I can come back to them and say, I need you to bring this back down because the market says, you know, this rate should be 7%, not 7.5% or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because we have that bandwidth with them, they know we bring them more business, typically they'll go with what we're saying. we don't ask for that all the time, but I will never allow a client to just be taken advantage of. I will say, though, again, if someone's doing something that is a non-franchise opportunity and it's their first time doing it, so if they're doing a restaurant and it's Joe's Chicken Shack and not a Kentucky Fried Chicken, for example, they don't know Joe's Chicken Shack. They know KFC. So you'll get different rates because of that, just because of the historical numbers. But I do also recommend, you know, if you're dealing with us and you question what the rates and terms look like, let's talk about it. I'm not ever going to let you go into something and be overpriced or overcharged just to get a deal done. I don't do deals that way.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
It's the Faith Connection.
Listen, I know SBA has two different forms of loans. They have the regular SBA loan and then the Express loan. Tell us a little bit about the difference in those two loans, because I don't know how long the Express loan has been out there, but I've recently heard of it. And tell us a little bit about the two, the difference in the two.
Well, I mean, there's three, really. But as far as the comparison you're talking about, the 7A versus SBA Express, the difference really is more on the bank side than on your side as a consumer. What happens is, on the Express loan, it goes faster because there is a less scrutiny on it by the bank, and those are smaller deals. So they're $350,000 or less. Small is relative term again. But $350,000 or less, they can go Express. But what happens is, banks do these transactions via the SBA because they get a government guarantee on them. So government backs part of that transaction. So when you do these deals, part of your closing costs you'll find is a SBA guarantee fee. You pay this fee, and that goes towards the fund to make sure that any deals go bad, they cover out of that fund. So taxpayers don't ever pay for that. But in any event, when they do it, an Express loan only gets a 50% guarantee from the government, meaning, let's use the $100,000 example again. If you have a $100,000 transaction, $50,000 or 50% of that is guaranteed by the government. So the bank really only has a $50,000 exposure. exposure, for lack of better words, versus the 7A loan. 7A is just name of the, which is why I named my company this, because most people do this transaction. The 7A loan on that $100,000 would have actually an 85% government guarantee. So the bank looks at it and says, I can do the express loan and go a little faster, but I only get a half guarantee, or I can do the 7A loan and have, in that example, $85,000 guarantee versus $50,000. So now the exposure is only $15,000. So most banks defer to the 7A transaction. It takes a little bit longer, typically, maybe a few weeks, but most banks will defer to that. But the pricing also is cheaper on the 7A loans. So the maximum interest rate on those is a variable rate with prime rate plus 2.75%.
Now, how long does the business actually have to be in existence before they can actually apply for an SBA loan?
I have businesses that start. I do startups all the time. So
really?
One of the things that we do is we go to franchises. So, for example, Allstate Insurance, second largest insurance carrier in the world. We are the largest SBA financial source to Allstate in the U.S.
Oh,
so we
okay.
do an Allstate deal a day somewhere in the country.
Really?
And in that example, most of those people that do these loans with us are simply trying to start an agency. You're never too early to do an SBA loan.
Okay, well, you just opened up a new door when you mentioned the fact that you also finance insurance agencies. Now, you mentioned a startup. Does this mean that they do get sort of an existing book of business in order for you to leverage,
no.
or you do
no.
it?
No. So in this example, and they do sometimes, 90% of the time, no. Most of the time, it's someone we call it a scratch agency in this example. I don't want to get too deep into the insurance part, but in this example, what happens is Allstate and State Farm have a fight, have a little war going on.
Okay.
I call it red signs versus blue signs. Red signs for State Farm, blue for Allstate.
That's good to know, because basically we're talking not only about small businesses that have existing assets, but we're also talking about insurance agencies and risk management. A risk management piece is important because there are a lot of agents out here that may be life agents and transitioning to
exactly.
PNC. And they're exactly. looking for a place to get some funding in order to make it happen. So I think some
and
of our listeners, their ears probably perked up the moment they heard that you offer that kind of funding. What other funding beyond SBA and this that you actually do? Because I understood that there are that you have also recently opened up another line of business where, and some people may not even want to discuss this, but the people who are in this business will want to discuss it. And that is, you do funding also for funeral homes.
This is true. So before I say that, let me say one more thing about the SBA side.
Okay.
Very quickly. One of the things we do with our groups, so when the M&Fs of the world and carvers of the world come to us, they ask us what all we're involved in, just like you just did. The other thing that we do in that is we talk to the franchisors, like the Allstates of the world, and say, let's make this product for you that fits your people that are trying to buy in or become franchisees. So in addition to Allstate, a couple other brands we do, we're very entrenched with Focus Brands. And Focus Brands owns a bunch of restaurants around the country. The ones that we focus on most are Moe's Southwest Grill, Welcome to Moe's, that spot. We do all the Moe's. We're building a new Moe's restaurant. We finance those. And we finance all the slots, heat galleys across the U.S. So just so people understand, we don't just do insurance and do certain things, but what we try to do is get some really good franchises that are worth talking about. And that's when, if someone wants to talk about franchises, please call me. But that's on that side. Now,
just before you leave that, what kind of franchises are you, other than Moe's, I mean, you can do any franchise, for instance?
We do any franchise. They have to be SBA approved, but most franchises are. But the ones who have approached us lately, once they saw how we do Allstate, they liked it. So we, on the insurance side, we do Farmers. On the food side, we do Uncle Mario's. We do Planet Smoothie. We do Lifeline cell phone repairs. We do The Joint, which is a chiropractic membership type thing. We do those. And we do some massage envies. It varies.
Okay. Tell us about the funeral side.
Yeah. So my company, as you know, offline, they don't know, the people on the show now, but my corporation is called Capital Nucleus, and what we that's built because we wanted to make sure that we could make several things that are related to making banks financially strong in their communities, and make them competitive with, again, with the B of A's and the RBCs, et cetera. So Capital Nucleus has a bunch of arms that poke out of it with different businesses in it. The other one that you're asking about now is called First Choice Funeral Funding. And like you said, people don't like to talk about funerals. You know, what's the island saying? Everybody want heaven, but nobody want dead.
Yeah, that's right.
but what happens is you know, in the real world of business for the funeral home, when someone comes in and their dearly departed has gone on and they need to get them, you know, funeralized, they go to the funeral home and they tell the funeral home that, hey, I've got a family member, come help me, and they go through the whole, you know, setup of the arrangement. Funeral home asks them at that point, so how are you going to pay for it? Normally, they come back and say, well, my family member had this life insurance policy, and they confirm the policy exists, et cetera. They assign that policy to the funeral home. That's called an assignment of benefit, and they leave to go about their business. What they don't see most of the time is a funeral home that hangs up the phone and calls someone like us because they want the money today. There's a time lag because we have to get death certificates, all kinds of other stuff, and that depends on the state. In North Carolina, that could be a 3 to 5 week process, and so the funeral homes are out of that money for that time frame. And if you got several people going, you know, being buried, they run out of money. So they call someone like us. And this company was made to deal with that, where we're able to come in and give the funeral home the money within 24 hours of asking us for that money, and then we get the money later on and recoup our funds.
Tony, it's been great having you on the show. What I'd like to know, is there anything else you'd like to tell us? I'm sure you want to tell them how to get in touch with you and actually use your services.
Well, definitely. And really, I mean, for the two that we talked about, every company has a different site, but there's a focus on the two. The first one, 7A Funding Group, the one that does all the stuff with Moe's and the insurance companies. The best way to reach me there is to go to my website, and that is www.7A funding.com, www.7afunding.com. And then for the funeral factoring piece, for all my funeral home owners and directors out there, that is www.1funeralchoice.com, www.1funeralchoice.com. And they can reach us there, and when they ask for information, it'll send email blast to all of our team, and we get right back to them. And I think the other thing, last thing to tell you on that is that they're, you know, we are very experienced. So I've been around for 28 years in the industry. I don't know there's anybody on my team that has less than 20 years of banking industry experience. We're very knowledgeable, but we're also easy to talk to. So we don't. I try. Hopefully, this conversation was the same way. I try not to be over banker in my conversation. I speak English, but I also speak banker, so I can translate for you when you talk to the bank. But I try to make sure I explain it to you on a level that makes some sense for you to move to next steps.
Well, that sounds good. Well, Tony, thank you so much for being on the show this morning, and we really appreciate you. And I know it's important to actually thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you have a very hectic schedule. So thanks again, and have a great day, and we look forward to talking to you again.
It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. It's the Faith Connection Show, and it's here to help you grow. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Here we go, here we go, here we go. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's the Faith Connection Show. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's giving you motivation, inspiration, revelation. It's the Faith Connection.